Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Today, guys, the Colts held their first voluntary OTA of the month of May. First week of them started today. So we got a little bit of a glimpse of some of the things that were going on today and figured I'd kind of break it down a little bit just to kind of help you out. Now, remind you, again, this is just OTAs. And again, they're also voluntary. So again, not everybody has to be here. Some guys that aren't participating this week, and I'll get into that in a minute. And this is just OTAs, okay? Not to take too much away from it, but at the end of the day, it is still nice to kind of hear what everybody has to say and what people are doing. So first things first, a couple of key non-participants in the OTA today, and that was Darius Leonard and Kenny Moore. Now, Darius Leonard obviously is out currently with rehabbing that ankle that he was still dealing with. We all kind of expected that. And again, I'm not saying anything here about Darius. I mean, I assume he's still working on it, you know, has his own reasons for not wanting to do anything right now. Don't want to push that ankle too much. You know, you want to get that strength back the way you want it. And then Kenny Moore with a contract issue, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. So first things first, before we get into anything else, and that is being people talking about Matt Ryan and the quarterbacks. So Matt Ryan got praised on his arm and his accuracy today by Reich and Michael Pittman as well. Reich going on record saying, you know, I always knew he was a good passer, but his accuracy is insane. And, you know, Pittman was asked the same thing, you know, said, all you do is just you catch it, turn and run. So he said it was very simple catching the ball from Matt Ryan. So, you know, it's nice to hear people saying that. And Nick Foles was also there today, said that Reich was one of the many reasons why they decided to come to Indy. He said he talked with his wife about it. And, you know, of course, it was Reich that wanted Nick Foles to come in, you know, and that was probably the main reason why Nick Foles ended up choosing Indianapolis, because of that connection with Frank Reich, his old coach. So that makes a lot of sense. It was a heavy day for the running backs today. Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines both getting a lot of carries and a lot of receptions today. Hines was also getting some receiving work in with the receivers. So, again, for anyone that was keeping track of the Hines in the slot sort of thing, could be some more implications of that, maybe. So, there was that. And then a new running back, Philip Lindsay, was asked today about choosing Indianapolis. And they said he was giving the same answer everybody else kind of figured he was coming in for, was, you know, who wouldn't want to play with these boys? You know, who wouldn't want to run with them? So, you know, it's one of those things we all kind of anticipated that being the reason, right? Colts have one of the better run blocking offensive lines in the NFL. So, you know, if that's a running back's dream to have a great offensive line like that. And then we got Reich stating more on the Hines thing for fantasy owners, said, if I'm a fantasy owner, I'm going with Hines this year. probably means a lot more of the offense is going to revert around Nyheim Hines. So, you know, we'll see more about that. We know last year Hines was criminally underused in a lot of different ways, and we felt it was important that he get some more touches, and maybe this is the year that he finally does that. Now, the big news of all of the OTAs, and it's the big news of everyone, and this was originally reported by Joel Erickson and reported that Kenny Moore's absence from OTAs this week is intentional. Moore is upset and feels like he's underpaid, given his importance to the Colts' defense. Moore is scheduled to make $6.75 million next year, and is scheduled to make $8.2 million in his final year. He's got 2 years left on his deal. Signed that contract 2 years ago. And so now Kenny Moore is wanting to get paid a little bit more than what he is right now. Now, I know everyone's kind of wondering, oh, you know, think back to last year, the end of the year, Kenny Moore was getting destroyed by every receiver he was facing in the final couple weeks of the season. I say that you have a point with that, but at the end of the day, you know, the whole body of work does not encapsulate the last two games of this last season since Kenny Moore has been a starter for Indianapolis and has gotten his new contract. He has been a Pro Bowler. He has played in an all-pro level at times. So Kenny Moore does promptly deserve a contract extension given what he is able to provide, not only in the slot, but in general to the defense. So be prepared for maybe Kenny Moore to get a contract extension at some point soon. He was at OTAs today, was communicating with teammates and Gus Bradley on the sideline, just wasn't practicing in any way. So that's it for OTAs today, guys. Let me know what you guys thought of the first day of OTAs, something that you would have preferred to see, something you're interested in. But let me know your guys' thoughts. Thank you so much for the continued support. And as always, guys, go Colts.